The future of one of the Bush administration's most distinctive social policy initiatives is cast in some doubt today. The White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives is the cornerstone of this administration's policy of compassionate conservatism. But its director, John DiIulio, stepped down yesterday after just 7 months on the job. The resignation has raised doubts about bipartisan support for spending federal money on faith-based social services. Earlier this summer, the House of Representatives passed legislation supporting the initiative, but the Senate has no plans yet to even discuss the matter, and Mr. DiIulio's departure has opened speculation about what turn the initiative will take without him. From KPLU in Seattle, Jason DeRose reports.
Some found the appointment last January of John DiIulio, an academic and a Democrat, a bit of a surprise. But Lisa Carr, director of public policy for Lutheran Services in America, says it quickly became obvious why the president chose DiIulio.
John DiIulio was a man who could bridge both sides. He seemed to have a great desire and willingness to bring together partners from different groups that might not work together. And I appreciate his very strong focus on looking at what this faith-based initiative is aiming to do, and that is helping people in need.
With charity and not politics being DiIulio's agenda, he was able to pull in many minority and inner-city religious leaders, people who worried that they might be shut out of a Republican White House. Now, says Eugene Rivers, pastor of the Azusa Christian Community in inner-city Boston, the future looks bleak to those once hopeful.
Unfortunately, the Bush administration failed to make good on the one opportunity they had to bring the country together. And the bipartisanship that John J. DiIulio brought uniquely is gone. The Republican Party is now the party pretty much of the white right and will not be able to effectively include the cities.
Not everyone was as happy with DiIulio as Eugene Rivers. A speech DiIulio made early in the Bush administration led some to believe the University of Pennsylvania professor didn't understand a core Republican constituency.
He made some very disparaging remarks concerning evangelicals and concerning even the president himself.
Reverend Lou Sheldon is chairman of the Traditional Values Coalition.
Those remarks reflected his ignorance of who really was out in the vineyard working, trying to bring in the harvest, and those were basically conservative Christian organizations.
Yet Sheldon believes DiIulio repented and came to understand he needed to be less blunt and more political. He now wants President Bush to replace DiIulio with someone of similar vision, but with more practical knowledge.
We would like that person to really maybe have had the street experience. That was one thing John had not had in terms of faith-based organizations and running them from the evangelical Protestant standpoint.
People will be watching very clearly for signals as to whether the spirit that John DiIulio brought to the office would be sustained.
John Orr is director for special programs at the University of Southern California's Center for Religion and Civic Culture. He studies faith-based charities and agrees the philosophy of the office's leader is important. But he says it's even more crucial DiIulio's successor be an astute politician.
The next real frontier is moving this legislation, President Bush's faith-based initiative, through the Senate. So clearly, at least ought to be an appointment that would heighten the ability of this office to gain the confidence of Democrats in the Senate.
The president's faith-based initiative has passed in the House, but no Senate sponsor has yet come forward. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Seattle.